نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently trying to understand the reasoning or the phenomenon that existed at the time in history that led to the coming of the prophets. Definitely there was something happening in the societies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets. One of those situations, one of those circumstances that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about is that people had different understandings about God. And those many of those understandings were unfortunately wrong. He says that وَطَرَائِقُ متشتتة بين مشبه لله بخلقه أو ملحد في اسمه. One group of people were those that they compared God with other entities. They said God has a hand, for example. God is material. Maybe he has a body. Or for example, some people they ended up saying that God is, for example, a certain نعوذ بالله, may Allah forgive us for saying such things, a certain animal, let's say, and unfortunately, or a mountain. These are some weak understandings about God. Another path that people took was that they focused on the name of God, but they couldn't go further. And even their understanding of the name of God was flawed, and that's caused them to completely get deviated.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about the fact that there are certain people who ended up giving God certain names and that led them to become misguided, when we say that, there are two understandings that comes to this. One is that people, they become misguided or they become disbelievers because they have a weakness of understanding. And they can't go further than naming God. They can't take a step further to say who this God is that they have understood. That actually comes back to the fact that they have not even created, they have not even given the right name to God. So the problem is when people don't give the right name or they do not have the right understanding or the concept of God in their mind is not clear, there is a big problem, because when that happens, the way they apply God in their lives becomes flawed, becomes a mistake, becomes wrong. You define God in such a way that you are not able to relate to that God completely. Or either because you want to relate to God, you end up, for example, saying that giving some material, definitions to God. You end up applying the concept of God on material entities. So this issue is quite a serious issue. So the first step for a person, for people, for the prophets, alayhimu salam, was to come in, clarify those doubts and clarify that understanding of the concept of God. Number one. Number two is that once that concept is clarified, is to take their hands further and form a connection in a relationship with God. Because the reason why we want to have a concept in our mind, we want to name God something, is that we want to be able to form a relationship with God. We want to be able to perfect ourselves as human beings. God exists. Okay, so now what do we do? What is the way forward? That's what we want. That's what belief is. Belief is now taking that step further and, going into that relationship with God to become stronger, to become firmer, to, soar in perfection.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the problem is that, as we said previously, in the previous segment, we mentioned that people ended up having wrong concepts of God. And they ended up, for example, defining God in the wrong way, or giving him a name and then not being able to follow it up properly. You see, some of the names that people give to God, like when you say God is nature, when you say God is the laws of nature, when you say God are the principles governing the way societies work, or do you say that God is someone who created and then he left, he didn't continue creating. So you see, you are giving this name to God, and you are that name is, when a person gives that name to God now, it means he can't have now a stronger relationship with God. God becomes cut off from his life, practically. This is the meaning of ilhad and disbelief. Because now you have given a certain, you have provided your mind a certain understanding of God that cuts you away from him. Now you can't talk to that God. You can't pray to that God. Can you have a conversation with that God and pray to him and cry to him and ask him to take you further? Can you open up your heart to that God and have that heart-to-heart communication? That's not going to be possible. That is, tantamount to disbelief if a person gives such an understanding about God. So we see that people right now in history, that's what they've been doing. Right now, the discussions in philosophy that we have by different schools of thought, they are questioning, first of all, those who are atheists who deny God completely, that's another story. But there are people who accept God, but then they end up denying God in that acceptance, because of that name that they give to God. So you see how it is important for us to understand those names of God, who God is. And not only to understand the name, that name properly, but to see how that name applies to a certain powerful entity that is independent in its existence and its essence, who is needless, and who is the one who is the source of the existence of everything. And that is what we call Allah. So this connection, first of all, to have that right name, and then the connection with who that entity is, this is very important to be clarified, and the prophets and messengers came for that. And without their guidance, of course, many human beings would be misguided, and they would have a flawed understanding about who God is, and therefore their perfections would be blocked. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand these well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه